States Americans. As you already know, USA Today popularity polls show that a compassionate president is a people's president. I am your personal people's president, and I care. I care about lots of things. First of all, I just wanted to say that last night I was watching PBS with my wife. That great American station next to Fox. I think it's the best public station in the United States. Anyway, I was watching PBS and I saw a show about the pianist Glenn Gould. And I realized that I'm very sorry that he wasn't an American. And I turned to my wife and I said, "Mother, isn't it sad that this great pianist isn't from America?" She looked at me with that look she always gives me and said, "You know, Scooter, you're right. In fact, I can't think of a single American pianist." Well, we thought about it late into the evening, well past my bedtime, and finally it came to me. And I turned to my wife and I said, "Mother, I just thought of probably America's best pianist." And I looked at her and I said, "Billy Joel." She smiled and she said, "You have it, Scooter. You did. You thought of America's best pianist." Well, we made it to sleep easy that night. All the while, I kept humming Uptown Girl in my head. Anyway, I was able to get some sleep that night. So I thought I'd start out this week's address with some other people that I'm sorry aren't United States Americans. I'm sorry Glenn Gould wasn't an American. I'm sorry about this. Paul McCartney, he's not an American. That makes me kind of sorry. Let's throw in George and Ringo as well. I am also sorry that funny Italian actor Roberto Benigni is not American. He's real funny. Speaking of funny, Alan Thicke. Mother just loves her DVD box set of Growing Pains. He's not American either, and I wish he was. I'm sorry Alan Thicke's not American. Speaking of DVDs, I'm also sorry that DVD players are so expensive. We'll try to get them a little cheaper for you. Also, John Woo. Wow, I'm sorry he's not American. Those movies he makes, like the one with John Travolta. Great stuff, John. Mother really likes them. Okay, Mother's giving me that look again, so I should move on to apologizing for more topical things. First off, I want to reiterate, like I did last week, I am sorry that I am your president. It's a shame that I had to buy the election to get this position, so I'm sorry. I'm also sorry that I had to spend so much damned money to do it. That's right, Mother, look at me any way you want. I'm sorry for not having real friends. I'm sorry about daylight savings. It always gets me. I'm sorry about Ken Jennings. I wish he would get off Jeopardy. But he's winning lots of money. That's right, Mother. I'm also sorry about those jokes that Alex Trebek says. They get to me too. I'm sorry about Homeland Security and their inefficiency. I'm sorry if you think I lied to you. I probably did. I'm sorry that we said Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. What we meant was he had the capability of making them. Yes, capability. I'm sorry about... Oh, yes. I'm sorry for hating that slogan, Call for Change. Yeah. And I also, speaking of change, hate it when my dollar bill gets stuck. I'm sorry when that happens to you. I'm sorry for asking you to join the fight. In fact, any bumper sticker slogan, I'm sorry for. I'm sorry again for winning the election through the helpfulness of my family. That's what they're there for. I'm sorry I have family. I'm sorry you have family too. I'm sorry for the Internal Revenue Service. They get me down too. Isn't that right, Mother? I'm sorry for being under construction. In fact, anything that is under construction, I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry for the musical The Producers. And I'm also sorry for the musical Producers of The Producers when Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick aren't in the musical Producers. I apologize for Agent Orange. Ooh, yeah, and Microsoft. We're real sorry for that one. I'm sorry for the gas prices today. Ooh, they are getting high. Well, and I'm also sorry for squealing on that lady and revealing her secret FBI identity her losing her job. Ooh, we're sorry about that one. Now, all of you fellow United States Americans, there, I am sorry that radio has gone out of favor. I'm also sorry about the number of Chinese people living in abject poverty, and it's rising. I'm sorry about the Sandinistas and that revolution, what became of it. I'm sorry about not actually fighting for my country and partying all the while. Yeah, I am sorry for that. I'm sorry for William Shakespeare, and I'm sorry for Henry IV. I'm also sorry for that production of Henry IV at BAM last year. It's the Brooklyn Academy of Music, if you're in Brooklyn. Ooh, that was bad. I'm sorry about boredom, complacency, lies. I'm also sorry about happiness. Americans, as long as you know I'm sorry, you know I'm your leader, the leader of the free world, and I'm so sorry. As you know, I am the United States American president. I am a president that apologizes. Nobody's perfect, especially the leader of the free world. And I have a lot of things to be sorry for. Like, I am sorry I used my power, my masculinity, my manhood to intimidate and pressure that intern of mine to do all of those awful, awful things. That's right, Mother. You're sorry, too. I'm sorry about that man, Idi Amin, and all of those nasty things that he did. In fact, I'm sorry for any world genocide. You can put that out there on a buffet like you get at a rest stop. I'm sorry for rest stop prices as well. And I'm sorry for rest stop selections on the New Jersey Turnpike. I'm sorry that we are drilling for oil in the Arctic Wildlife Refuge. But Hummers are real cool looking, and we need to keep them going. I'm sorry for pulling out of the Kyoto Global Warming Treaty. Something had to be done, and so I did it. Fellow United States Americans, we must realize that if we are not doing anything for the environment, we must do something for the environment. And if we are doing something for the environment, something needs to be done. I'm also sorry for a lot of political mumbo-jumbo. I'm sorry about Bryant Gumbel's career. He was really good. I'm sorry about Willard Scott, the greatest clown, weatherman, and lover. I'm sorry about the beef industry and how unsafe it is to all the United States Americans involved. I'm also sorry for the people who aren't United States Americans involved in the beef industry. But mostly I'm sorry about the United States Americans. I'm sorry about the hurricanes, the past hurricanes, and the present ones, and the future. Yeah. I'm sorry about all those tornadoes, earthquakes, mudslides, and all those Starbucks restaurants. Boy, I could go for a cup of coffee now, Mother. I'm sorry about the big yoga craze. Yeah, I am sorry about that one. Mother's giving me that look again. Fellow United States Americans, I feel bad about saving face and hearing about those tragic events and talking in that classroom to those kids and not doing anything about it. Actually, I'm sorry I'm not doing anything to prevent tragedy from happening again. It may look like I am, but if it does, I'll just get back in my airplane and fly around, hoping not to get hurt myself. I'm sorry about running for president. I'm sorry for you, United States Americans, not being as rich as myself. I am sorry that I am going to win the next presidency. I feel bad about whoever runs against me. I am richer, and I have a lot more important people supporting me. Fellow United States Americans, I just want you to know that I am sorry. In a press conference once, somebody asked me to apologize for something during my stint as president. I couldn't come up with an answer. So now I speak directly to you, United States Americans. I am sorry. I am sorry for not answering then, and I am sorry for not answering in the future. But right now, I want you to hear, I am sorry. Until next week, God bless you, United States Americans.